Who said I can't go home? Carnival just did today. I don't know what I am going to do. They said I can't go home. It's not all right. 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 They said I can't go home. It's not all right. It's not all right. Not all right. Carnival said I can't go home. I want to go home. Okay, I know I'm definitely going to PodFest in a small venue now on December 3rd. I mean, not December. Oh my God. November 3rd to the 5th. But wow, maybe that's why I had that almost heart attack dream on Friday. And then my heart was beating out of my damn chest. You know? I mean, it took this long for me to hear about Carnival sneaking to cancel. You think that I wouldn't find out that yet another cruise? This is like my ever since 2019 2020 or 2021 when I was thinking that cruise was going to come back. Well, it is, but for some, but not for me. Because when I choose a cruise, it's always wrong. It's always wrong. As you know, I was supposed to be on the Liberty on the 8th. And the 7th was supposed to be my announcement of what my new travel, what my travel segment was supposed to be called. It's going to be a new name, just like with the NFL pickup for my NFL picks. And I haven't even done the damn preview yet. So, God, I don't know what's going on. I can't get home in November. I mean, this is ridiculous. And I'm going to try to see if I could work out either with Carnival or with Cruises.com, the original travel agent that I called to purchase the cruise line fares on a back-to-back cruise. I'm going to call either one of them and find out if there is a possibility that I could switch it to another cruise. Even if it's, I haven't been to one in Baltimore. I would like to go to the one in Baltimore if I can. Okay, Southwest does go to Baltimore. I've been at Baltimore on a stop on the way back to St. Louis. I have been to Baltimore before, so I know it goes there. I just don't know where the cruise port is at over there. I never been within the city for a period. I just traveled through the highways and that tunnel. In Baltimore. I can always do that. I mean, it's almost starting around the same month, but it's just a pushback. Instead of the 8th, it's going to be the 14th, and it's a day after my birthday. So I would come in on my birthday and, you know, just celebrate it late if I had to. But the fact of the matter is, I didn't find out until the CEO said, look at your phone, look at your phone, look at the story on the phone, look at the phone, look at your phone. The CEO was like, look at your phone. I was like, why? And there was a cruise high story or something. One of the industry that does cruise news just dropped a major bombshell on me. And that's when I found out the terrible news that the Carnival Liberty, the ship that I was supposed to be on twice, was not able to go on the 8th of November. I don't know. I just keep getting canceled. Every time I pay for a cruise, I just keep getting canceled on. Every time that I keep getting on booking cruises, it's already been paid for. It just keep getting canceled on. I've been banned from home. I can't go home. I can't enjoy the freedoms of walking to an event that I want to go to, or just walking to the buffet instead of worried about people driving everywhere. I can't go home? Really? This is what I said on my Facebook page, and if I could get it. And let me see some. Okay. I had said this. Carnival keep canceling cruises. I pay for back-to-back birthday cruises. I don't know when I'll be able to go home. Crazy. I had the damn 2 shots almost for nothing. Can't win an incentive in Missouri, which is a $10,000 incentive. I don't know if they did their pick for the second round or everything like that, because they have 3 rounds. And I don't know if I won the second round or not, or even the third round, but I can't seem to win that, and I can't get home. So I'm losing just because I can't even get the shot. And let me read you this one. This was from the story that I found it on. Yeah, it was on Cruise Hive. CruiseHive.com that broke the terrible news. And I didn't even get an email. Well, probably will be getting it this week from Carnival and Cruises.com. It said, I was supposed to be on the Liberty November 8, 2021 on my first back-to-back. And then this is from the story. 5 vessels in total will return in 2022. Not one, 2022. 5 vessels will return in 2022. And I'll save my ship for last. Including Carnival Sunshine from Charleston, Carnival Paradise from Tampa, Carnival Ecstasy out of Jacksonville, Carnival Sensation out of Mobile, Carnival Liberty out of Port Canaveral, which means I have another trip that's been bogged down by this damn virus. Carnival Liberty, another back-to-back that was canceled on me. Then they were saying, this does mean further cancellations as those ships remain on hold longer than expected. I mean, I'm literally being destroyed here. My confidence is literally being destroyed. Really? EscapeToBigDCountry.com. No wonder why I had that nightmare on Friday. Now I know why I had that heart attack nightmare on Friday. Now I know why. Shut up! Oh. You mean that tell me that commercial went on the air? Oh my god. That commercial went on the air? I'm so mad. I'm so hurt. Again, I keep getting hurt like this. What am I? In a tables, ladders, and chairs, a cage match, and a battle royal, and a elimination chamber match all rolled into one today? Really? I thought I was CM Punk, but I must be Darby Allin. That's what I feel like, because this is a huge loss again. Damn it.